Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's National IT Professionals Day, so wait for someone just to say move.
or act condescending as
Did
hell.
Did you restart it? Did you restart it?
Everybody can laugh at that because it's so true.
So, man, let the IT professionals be themselves today.
John, our IT guy here for 20-some years, has told me to move about 30 million times. And I said, you know what? I don't care. Of course I'm moving. It's your job, not mine.
Right. And you don't know. There's nothing you can do by being in the way.
You can't make me feel dumber because I don't care anymore.
There's that. Just to get out of the way.
Yes.
Yeah, I accept it because I don't care or know.
After years of being told to move, I've learned to do it automatically.
I was all out in the hallway. I think she was going to say move. Move.
See, but you're around a lot more technology.
Yeah.
So you have to move a little more.
I do. But it's, you know, I know how to run it, but I don't know how to fix it. Let's go with that.
Once in a while, my computer will get a virus and there's naked.
From porn.
You're
watching porn again? You always ask that question,
Aaron
too.
Aaron Andrews.
And it's like redundant.
Specifically, Aaron Andrews. And whatever website. She gave me a virus.
Pediatricians have advice and warning for parents and teens about tattoos and body piercings. The American Academy of Pediatrics.
In the morning. I was watching a story last night on CBS Evening News. And the warning is, I tell my daughter and my son this. You know, they're both really into tattoos when they're 18. They both think they want tattoos. So I got no problem with the tattoo. I said, just don't make it visual. Because although I'm not in that business, most businesses are not going to want a tattoo on your wrist.
Oh, you mean visible?
Visible. There's a there was a woman there, and they say that getting them taken off, because you know what always bugs me is sayings. You know, somebody sees a quote, got to be on their body when they're 18.
Mm-hmm.
So they found a girl last night on CBS Evening News, and now she's 28. She was 18. She saw a quote from somebody. It wasn't the Bible quote, but it's right above her chest, right here, right above her boob. It's just some little quote. Ralph Waldo and Emerson, I think it might have been something like that. She goes, I had to have it. And my mom said, don't do it. She said, but I had to have it. So 10 years later, it's for business purposes because she wears dresses and you can see it pretty much. And she goes, now I'm getting rid of it. And then I said, did your mom say I told you? She goes, oh, yeah. Now, I'm not a prude. Go ahead and get them. But I don't think at 18, especially, you know what you want. You know?
Correct.
Right, you don't have
a bunch of Bible crap, whatever saying right. From somebody, some philosopher you like on your shoulders.
You don't have the perspective that this right. Is permanent.
No, you don't. Not at 18.
No.
Not at 18. And like I said, I don't care if you're a rock star, wear it all you want. Even rock stars probably don't like some of their tattoos. But we all know in business world, somebody's going to look at you sometimes and you might not get hired. You know?
Yeah, the neck tattoo. Yeah.
The neck one, well, that's never going to work,
yeah.
Right.
My wife is in HR. They refer to that as the everlasting job stopper.
Is it? The neck tattoo?
Yes, the neck tattoo.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also keep in mind that what you're passionate about at age 18, you might not be too passionate about at 40.
That's the key. And they say that stuff that is not always 100% and it's painful, you know, the laser to get them off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, I went through the drive-thru once, and this has been many years now.
Right.
Went through the drive-thru, and a guy hands me the bag mm-hmm. through the drive-thru, and on his knuckles, he's got swastikas.
Well, once again, he's working at a drive-thru place. I'm surprised they gave him the job, though.
That one, yes.
You know, here's your food, Jewish guy.
Yes, I could have been.
Yes.
Yeah, they should probably make him wear gloves.
Swastikas.
Yes.
Right on his knuckles.
Yes.
Oh, he probably did them. Did they look professional?
No.
I doubt it.
Hopefully he changed his mind about his Nazism. But then
people do when they get older.
They should. There are
many
reformed skinheads.
People lose
swastikas.
Their...
That's hilarious. At just a McDonald's or something like that. Yeah, right. I know. I can see them. Yeah. Right in the knuckle.
Will a tattoo shop give you a swastika? If you pay for
it. No, that's
probably... You got to go to the right one, I would assume.
Yeah. I also guarantee what Craig saw were probably prison tattoos.
Yeah.
Well, it may as well have been. Not specifically prison,
no,
but they were certainly homemade.
No, homemade is
prison. That's a pretty good guess, though. Right.
I've seen tattoo places advertise that, you know, if you've got racist or
we'll take them off for you.
They'll cover them up for you for free.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just come in and say, hey,
that's a great show. It's called, it's not about racism tattoos, but it's called Tattoo, I forget what it's called, Ink. People have horrible tattoos and get something drawn over. It looks really cool.
Yeah.
But they don't do racist ones because I think the show would be kind of stupid.
No, I would think that would be, even tattoo parlors know that's bad for business.
Yeah.
Nobody advertises it. Well, hey, we'll give you a Nazi. we'll do a swastika.
Yeah,
unlike a lot of the other places, we'll do swastikas.
The attention to detail on that burning cross is amazing. You guys did great work. You don't want that Yelp review.
The American Academy of Pediatrics advises teens to research a facility before getting a tattoo or piercing. The place should be clean, use fresh needles for each piercing or tattoo. Staff should wear gloves and offer tips on caring for a tattoo or piercing at home. The report explains the main risk of complications from tattoos and piercings. Infection.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Do what you want. I get it, but I think with the young people sometimes they don't realize they got the long, 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 boring life ahead of them.
And they don't realize the boring part.
They don't. They don't.
Certainly not the long part, nor the boring part.
You, Craig, like myself, have no piercings or tats?
I have no piercings or tats.
When did you pull the Prince Albert out? Well, Puss did it, actually, but when did that happen?
It was an accident. I said I was sorry, okay?
How about you?
No. No, I had my ears pierced.
His ears were pierced,
But I took those out, too.
You did, didn't you?
I wouldn't mind getting a tat, but I'm just not going to do it because I just don't want to. I'm just too lazy to go do it.
I don't care that other people have tattoos. I don't care that women have tattoos. I don't want one for myself.
The thing is that if I had a tattoo now and, you know, my life expectancy is not as much as it was when I was 18, I shouldn't care, but I'm afraid if I get one, I'm going to hate it like a year.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, why do I have a tattoo?
You have I don't
have much time to live with it, but I still would hate it.
You've known yourself long enough to know that you can change your mind within a year.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, just put it on your shoulder blade or somewhere where you're not going to see it that often. So you're not reminded.
No, I don't want
that.
That's
the fact you changed your mind.
I hate those tattoos. I want to see it.
Right.
It would be on my shoulder.
I'm the same way.
Here. It'd be right there. I could look at it. Right.
And again, back to my previous point, what you're really passionate about at age 40, you might not be at 50.
Well.
Right.
I think once you're 50, though, you're passionate.
Mm. You're probably a little more set in your ways, but there's nothing that I'm that passionate about that I would tattoo my body.
What about a fog hat logo, Tyler? or make people think about it. Get a tattoo of a hat that says fog.
That's what they used to wear. So don't act like that's an original.
I know, but get
they
that.
They wear those things.
But get that tattoo. Instead of getting the word fog hat, get that.
I'm telling you, who really committed to the bit was when Bobcat Goldthwait was last here.
Yes.
He had a Chinese symbol.
Right.
It was a symbol, like a drum symbol.
With Asian eyes.
Yeah.
It was kind of a racist tattoo, which was great. It's a Chinese symbol. That's my favorite tattoo ever. On his his upper thigh. It was pretty, he showed it. It's something I don't want to see again. I know that.
Top of his hip?
Yeah, it was pretty.
But talk about committing to the bit.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he joked about, I'm going to have a Chinese symbol tattooed, but except I'm going to do a symbol.
It was
and
a
I'm
symbol with a Chinese face
eyes.
On it. Had a Chinese face and a symbol.
And he went through with it.
Yeah.
Well, Steve-O is the king of
joke
you know,
ones, right?
Tattoos that are jokes.
Yeah, he did. He
that
showed
you just
us
gotta
a few.
Live with.
Right.
I mean, he's got a ton of them, and most of them are that. Most of them were just done on a whim.
Sometimes I like to go to the my support group on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
And that is the rage now, is people getting tattoos over their scars.
Oh, what happened?
I have a scar. I had surgery.
I've seen that.
What would you put on there, then? Just a big
I don't know. All of them look stupid to me.
Yeah, they look like stitches, right?
Yeah. I think, well, they work around the stitches and try to make art out of it. But
you have like a snake on your leg. That'd be so queer looking, you know?
No. I think the scar's good enough.
Yeah.
That's my tattoo.
I can't remember who, but
my
I think
tattoo, the actual poster you hit on there.
I think I saw some picture.
A big round piece of wood?
A round piece of wood. Something that's the post I hit. Yeah. Or skis. Put skis over those scars. A tattoo of two skis right in the scars. I kind of like that. And poles everywhere. Like they're all over your legs, so it looks like somebody wrecked.
Skis and like the poison symbol? Put skulls inside of it?
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
And get like something to believe in after the song from Poison.
If beautiful. You get the fog hat, I'll do that.
I'm not that passionate.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
It'd have to be a kid's name. That would be the only thing I would ever put on my body, I think.
By the way, the new fog kid's hat names. Is Nazareth.
I love Nazareth, man. Don't pick on Nazareth, man.
No. I'm telling you, I like it.
Get close enough to rock and roll. It's a great album. No hits on it whatsoever, and a great album.
I heard in the grocery store.
Nazareth?
This flight tonight.
Oh, my God. From Nazareth in the grocery store?
Yes.
Man, that's crazy.
Isn't it?
All right, Craig, come on back.
No, I'm looking at fog hats.
They still sell them.
Yeah. And there's some that look better than others.
Yeah, yeah.
But you certainly need one.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.